A switch to a plant-based diet shaves at least a ton of CO2 per year off your carbon footprint. But even just eating fewer pounds of animal products can be highly impactful. Beef can cost the planet more than 27 kilograms of CO2 emissions per kilogram of meat. The emissions cost of producing beef is consistently high, regardless of how cattle are raised. Both ham and cheese are also emissions intense. Each of them comes in at more than 11 kilograms of CO2 per kilogram of food. Some might fret that eating fewer animal products might cause a protein deficit. Untrue. Americans actually overeat protein by about 30%. In spite of what fad diets might tell you, the USDA recommends only about 90 grams per day for men and 60 grams for women, less than one McDonald's small hamburger. And unlike carbohydrates or fats, excess protein can't be stored in the body. We literally piss it away. 2. Consider the chicken. Once you've reduced your overall intake of animal products, choose the kinds of proteins you do eat with emissions in mind. At less than 7 kilograms of CO2 per kilogram of meat, chicken ranks as the most emissions-efficient widely produced terrestrial animal protein. True, it's no lentil. It takes a minuscule 0.9 kilograms of CO2 for a kilogram of that little brown bean to come to market. But if every beef-eating American switched to chicken, the United States would cut its carbon emissions by over 200 million tons. 3. Or the fish. Wild fish can be even more carbon efficient than chicken. An average of all American wild-caught finfish comes in at 1.6 kilograms of emissions per kilogram of edible fish flesh. That's because wild fish don't require feed or husbandry to reach harvestable size. Nature takes care of that. The primary emissions cost of wild fish is the burden of catching them and transporting them to market. But not all wild fish are good emissions bargains. The word fish comprises thousands of species caught in dozens of different ways. Fishing methods that entail long journeys into distant waters with repeated stops to haul gear burn a lot of diesel. So, for instance, longline caught tuna and swordfish sit near the top of the fisheries emissions list. Dragging heavy gear over the seafloor is also carbon expensive, making flounder, cod, and other bottom trawled species less desirable choices. Conversely, seafood that is caught in midwater trawls and purse seines, nets that don't touch the bottom, tend to be carbon lightest. Alaska pollock, the fish most commonly found in your fillet of fish, and small pelagic fish like mackerel, sardines, herring, squid, and anchovies all fall into this carbon light category. Farmed fish, meanwhile, tend to float around in an emission space somewhere between chicken and pork. 4. Make oysters your appetizer instead of shrimp. All those shrimp cocktails add up. Out of the 15 pounds of fish and shellfish Americans eat each year, more than 4 pounds are shrimp, making shrimp by far the most popular seafood in the United States. But shrimp, particularly farm shrimp, are notably terrible from an emissions point of view, by some estimates as bad as beef. That's in part because over the last few decades, shrimp farming has destroyed millions of acres of one of the world's most powerful carbon sequestering ecosystems, mangrove forests. Mangroves, on average, store more than twice the CO2 per acre as tropical rainforests, but are often cleared to make way for coastal shrimp ponds. All this makes a shrimp cocktail an extremely carbon-intensive appetizer. Oysters, meanwhile, carry none of these costs. In fact, farmed bivalves, oysters, clams, and mussels, are extremely carbon light. They require no feed, subsisting on a diet of wild algae and filtering and cleaning the water as they grow fat. That clever trick puts some bivalves in the same carbon cost range as many vegetables. Mussels, the grand emissions champions of the animal kingdom and also one of the most affordable seafoods out there, can cost just 0.6 kilograms of carbon and other greenhouse gases per kilogram of mussel meat. Take that, lentil.